USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a child separation policy at the U.S.-Mexican border turns into a global controversy, President Trump says this afternoon at the White House,
I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated.
Speaking as he signed an executive order to end that border separation policy, at least for now.
We're going to have strong, very strong borders. But we're going to keep the families together.
The order allows children to remain with their illegal immigrant parents in illegal immigration detention centers for now. Tomorrow, the U.S. House is facing a bill that would provide a longer-term fix for the problem.
We can't enforce our immigration laws without breaking families apart.
That's House Speaker Paul Ryan. That's Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A U.S. Marine goes to jail for 28 days after bragging about taking part in violence at a neo-Nazi rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last summer. Lance Corporal Vasilios Pistolis was convicted of failing to obey an order or regulation and lying to investigators at a summary court-martial. President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says he believes former FBI Chief James Comey is going to end up in jail.
The way in which he and McCabe have contradicted each other, somebody's lying. His deception about what he did with FBI 302s, that's a 302, the thing that he wrote. He's gone as a witness for anybody in anything with any credibility.
The CVS pharmacy chain will start delivering soon, from prescription meds to household products, for $4.99 a delivery, but you'll have to call a day or two before. Same-day delivery will be available in some big cities for a higher fee. This is USA Radio News.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
An American Catholic cardinal being removed from public ministry by the Vatican. The New York Archdiocese says 87-year-old Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, the current Archbishop Emeritus of Washington, D.C., has been found to have abused a teenager decades ago while serving as a priest in New York. McCarrick, who also served as Archbishop of Newark, maintains his innocence but says he will comply with the Vatican order. It seems the final frontier just keeps on expanding. Star Trek Discovery debuted last fall on CBS All Access.
Let's keep the Klingons engaged so the Burnham Father can plant those sensors.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Now CBS Television Studios is making sure there will be plenty more Star Trek content to come in the near future. Executive producer Alex Kurtzman, whose deal was up with CBS Television Studios this year, has signed a massive 5-year extension. In that deal, he's to oversee the development of new Star Trek series, miniseries, and other Star Trek content, including animation. Captain Kirk would be pleased
to see you.
And you can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.